Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Danny looks frozen even when he's not frozen.
He's very frozen. He's frozen because he's at the game. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan with our buddy Tariq El-Bashir of Monumental Sports. You check us out, Stark's telling you, on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Of course, you're listening all over the DMV on the flagship 106.7 and on the Odyssey app. It's good to bring Go Caps Go back from the dead. Our buddy Keith Elgin recorded that years and years ago, and I asked Darius to find it, and Danny immediately got upset.
Yeah, this is not to besmirch Keith Elgin, who is incredibly talented and can make music. Like, I am jealous of that. This is to object to the losing association of the Caps losers, the Caps losing song with the Cubs losing song that should never have happened in the first place.
It's a great song, and I'm very happy to hear it again. Tariq, welcome to our humble setup here at the Sections 106, 107 in the main concourse.
What's up, fellas?
How are you, buddy?
Thanks for the invite.
We are fired up to see you in person, see your smile and face. Let's start with the news of the day. Alexi Protas looks like he's full go. Is he going to play?
We will know for sure at warmups, but I think that things were trending this morning in the direction of Alexi Protas making his return. You know, as a reporter, the things you look for are, does he stay on the ice for extra work to get some extra conditioning work that he wouldn't get because he's not playing in the game, or does he come off with the other players who are in the lineup? He came off with the other players who are in the lineup, and Taylor Radish, who typically plays, took the extra skate. So I do think that Protas is going to be in the lineup, and that is a huge, huge deal for the Caps.
Now, does that mean he's going to be on the fourth line? Does it mean he's going to be on the third line and someone else goes to the fourth line? Does it mean he's going to be on the first line and someone else goes to another line? Where is he going to be?
Walton speculated Bevilier goes down to four and Protas plays the top line, but Bevilier, Stroman, Ovechkin have been phenomenal.
It's been a very good line. It's been a productive line. In Montreal, they struggled a little defensively to handle the Suzuki line, but overall, they are a net positive. Now, that's always the question that coaches have to figure out when one player comes in and one player has to go out is, do I disrupt one line or do I disrupt a lot of lines by moving things around? With Radish likely coming out, the problem is you don't want to put Protas in the fourth line. He's just not a fourth line player.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah, he is a first or second line player. So to me, I think you would put Bevilier down on the fourth line and you would put Protas on the top line. But then you're breaking up a line that's had some production.
Yeah.
Here was my thought.
Okay.
I wanted to put him on the third line.
Okay.
And move Ryan Leonard down to the fourth line.
Okay.
So Mongeller, Protas.
Sure.
And then you would have Duhaime and Doughty were kind of inseparable.
Sure.
Doughty and Doughty. And then you've got Leonard going down. He only played 9 minutes last game.
Sure.
Whatever. That would be my thought. I know he's not a third-line guy, but it's a game. And I don't know what he's going to look like. He hasn't played in weeks.
Sure.
I'm expecting a, whatever, C-minus, D version. I don't know. Hopefully it's a B version of him. But the first game, does he have to be on the top line? With Strom's got a point in every game? I don't know.
That's a great point, and I know where you're going with this, and I don't disagree, because it does take a little bit of time to get back into game shape and kind of feel the puck and get back to where he was 3 weeks ago. That said, I feel like if he's coming back in the lineup, they're pretty confident that he is close to 100%. They have been putting him through the ringer. I've been watching it for about a week. He's been ramping it up. He's been taking contact. He's been doing other things at full speed. I don't mind moving Leonard down and starting Protus on the third line. The beautiful thing about Protus is he can play anywhere, right? He can play on all four lines. He can play center if you need him to. He can do everything but defense and goalie. And he probably could play defense if he needed him.
I bet you could play goalie so big.
I'll tell you what. you look at the way goalies are trending in terms of size. I mean, you know, anything shorter than 6'5", and you're probably not getting a sniff at the top level.
Tarik El-Bashir with us here live, Cap One Arena, Grant and Danny on the Fan. So here's my counter to the point that you made that was a counter to a different point.
Okay.
You follow that?
Yep.
You got last change.
Yep.
So I don't really care that much that Ovi, Strome, and Beauvillier couldn't handle that Caulfield-Suzuki line, which is excellent.
Sure.
Right? So I probably don't have to have them match up. So does that change any kind of thinking there with having maybe Protus go to that top line or not?
It absolutely does. I would say if Protus were returning in Montreal, I think you would put Protus on the first line in place of Beauvillier.
Because knowing they're going to try to target it.
Exactly.
Right.
But now you're putting a big body, you know, 6'6", 247 pounds, defensively responsible, got great wheels for a player of that size. But you're right. You do have a little more latitude when you're playing at home because you do own the last change. Going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. But I will also say this. One of the most overrated things, I think, in hockey, particularly in pro hockey, are lines. I mean, I would say 3 out of every 10 games, the lines that started the game are completely scrambled by the end of the game.
And you mean who's skating with who, exactly, or the matchup against another line?
Who is skating with
who? That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah. Because and by the time you get to the end of the season, after 82 regular season games, everyone has played with everyone. Mm. So you are looking for your optimum lineup, but as a coach, you know, you're watching the guys. You're watching their body language. You're watching the matchups. If you see something that's not looking great, if one guy looks like he's maybe not at 10/10, he's a little off, you might want to switch things up. If it's second period and you've only got 9 shots, you might want to switch things up. To me, lines, you know, with a few exceptions, are the ones where, like, that line has like a nickname. You want to keep that together forever. Otherwise, I mean. Chemistry something, but at the end of the year, once you get to the playoffs, everyone's comfortable with everyone else.
If you look at how they employed Protus this year and just the way that he was used, he was fourth in the NHL at 2.84 points per 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth in the NHL.
Yeah.
Was one of the best even strength skaters Super in efficient. The sport. And then if you look at Caps forwards in terms of the penalty kill, where they really struggled, certainly in Montreal, tied for third on the team with Tom Wilson, average short-handed ice time per game, about a minute 35. Where's he going to help them more? They've been really good at even strength. I think they have a 10-6 edge in the series. Penalty kill was a bit of an issue. Maybe that was because they were in Montreal. But
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Where would you expect he makes his biggest impact coming back here? He's 7th in the league in individual scoring chances per 60 on the penalty kill.
Well, he's going to play so much more at even strength. So I think the obvious answer is he's going to help more at even strength because 80% of his deployment is going to be at even strength. That said, the penalty kill has not been good, which is kind of inexplicable because Well, that's actually the wrong word. It is explainable. And here's why, in my opinion. You know, it was fifth in the league at the end of the regular season. You take Marty Farivari out. He was the leader on the team in shorthanded ice time. You take Alexi Protas out, and you're taking out one of your top penalty-killing forwards. And now, you know, two big parts of your penalty kill are out, and you're asking other players to step in at this late stage of the season. And you couple that with a Canadiens power play that's got Cole Caulfield on the other side, you know, what a trigger man he is, and Suzuki and all these other key players. The good thing is, you know, Laine's been out, but that's a really, really dangerous power play. I want to say the Habs have scored 5 power play goals and had 2 just last game. So if the Caps are going to make a run, they got to figure that out, because Farivari's not coming back this year, and we know that.
Montembeau play tonight? No, right?
He's not even here.
He's not even on the ice still.
No.
What's his injury? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, so I was actually working the game for TNT in Montreal when he left, and game 3, it looked like it was a left leg injury of some sort, because he actually walked right by me when he got hurt. Something happened in the game, left leg. He tried to play through it. 5 or 6 minutes later, he came over and said, "I can't do it anymore."
Wow.
He came out. And so I don't know if it's a hamstring or a knee or whatever, but it's somewhere between his thigh and his calf.
It's obviously Montreal's goalie, for somebody listening who hadn't been paying that close of attention. And then Carrier, who Wilson destroyed and murderballed and ended the night of. Is he playing tonight?
He's a game time decision.
Okay. Laine might be back for them.
Laine is not playing tonight.
Wow. So they're super banged up.
They are banged up. They are banged up. And
it's almost like the much more physical Capitals have taken a toll on them in this series.
Which is always the point of building a team that's bigger and stronger than everyone else is, you know, within games, you hope that if you invest physically in the first and second period, it pays dividends in the third period. What were the Capitals this year? They were the best team in the National Hockey League in the third period. If you invest in game 1 and game 2, physicality, you hope that in games 4, 5, and 6, if you get there, that the other team is literally broken down and you've broken their will, and defensemen do not want to go behind the net and retrieve pucks because they know Tom Wilson is going to plaster them against the boards. And I do think you're starting to see some of that. You know, guys, I don't want to look too far ahead, but if they're able to get by the Habs tonight, they can beat Carolina. And just like that championship year, you can sort of see the pathway opening up a little bit for them.
Let's finish this one first.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about that with you after.
So okay. How important,
Tarr? I've lived this too many years, Tarr.
And that's where I was going to go. How important is it that they actually do it tonight? Because you're up 3-2. Don't you feel good? I'm from D.C., dude. I don't feel good until we're on to the next city. And they actually checked into the hotel.
So I think it's critical. And I'll tell you a couple of reasons. I feel like they chipped away at some of the belief the Habs had with that third period. In game 4, I feel like going into game 4, the Habs were like, down 2-1. We probably could have beat them in that first game. We're in this, boys. Mm-hmm. I think they kind of got housed a little bit there in the third period. They gave up 4 straight goals. 2 of them were empty netters, I know, but that was a very lopsided period. And I feel like just body language wise and listening to what they said after the game, I think the realization is starting to sink in that the Capitals might be the better team. And the Caps need to capitalize on that by having a strong first 10 minutes tonight. And the other reason is the Carolina Hurricanes, Sebastian Aho and company, they've had their feet up all day.
Yeah.
They've already got a day extra rest here. You can't have this go back to Montreal and now you're 3-4 days extra. I mean, if you don't win tonight, I mean, what if you have to go back to Montreal to finish them off and you suffer another injury up there? What if you suffer an injury, you know, in game 7? Like, you don't want to live your life by hypotheticals. That said, every time you go on the ice, the risk for suffering an injury to a key player is there.
Sure.
Wrap it up tonight. Be healthy. Take tomorrow off. Practice Friday. Get back at it Saturday or Sunday.
So we do this draft at the end of every pre-playoff show.
Okay.
Where we draft a Capitals player to score a goal.
Okay.
I am scuffling. Just tough luck. I'm Lars Eller. I just can't put one in the net right now.
Okay.
I got one. Give me a sneaky pick for down the board, because the obvious guys go up top. Mm-hmm. But give me a sneaky pick to click tonight, who you think could score a goal.
Ryan Leonard. It's time for him to score, and I'll tell you why. Last game wasn't his best game. only played a little less than 10 minutes. That said, his on-ice shooting percentage, when the five Capitals are on the ice, it's something like 2%. The team is shooting like 13%. You know what that tells me? That he's getting opportunities. They're just not going in. This is a silly game played on ice. You know, pucks hit the post, they go out. Pucks hit the post, they go in. Pucks hit skates, referees make bad calls. All sorts of stuff has to happen. I think Ryan is due. I feel like he had some really good opportunities at the end of the regular season, those last few games he played, and he had some really good opportunities in games one and two. He is due.
Little kid Leno. I love it. Tarek, it is great to see you, buddy. Yeah, and I appreciate you making time for us at the arena.
Of course.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're busy.
Yeah.
Tarek El-Bashir, Monumental Sports. Check him out as he continues to cover the club tonight and throughout the postseason. We will have our Caps to Score a Goal draft, and we'll hit the leadoff ahead of Nats baseball after 6 o'clock before we get out of here. But next, what areas on the roster haven't the Commanders fixed? And we'll hit the headlines from here at Capital One Arena ahead of Game 5.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.